This morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Grace McAfee is with us. Grace is the Community Wellness Coordinator here in Cass County. Thanks for coming by.
Yes, thanks for having me again. It's been a while.
There's no busy season for wellness coordinators. Kind of the whole year is busy season for different reasons. But we're getting toward the summer season now. Summer's literally right around the corner now. It's felt like summer for a while. We have some activities going on in the summer months. We call those county fairs. We like to get out and have a little bit of fun with folks in our neighborhoods, and they'll be starting here very, very soon. Cass County Fair coming up here later on in July. And one of the things that kind of got started here not too long ago, the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council and Healthy Cass Coalition put together a family fun day at the Cass County Fair, and Grace, you're involved in all of that. I know they did that last year. Did it go over pretty well?
Yes, it was an awesome event. There was a ton of families that got to come out to the fair and just enjoy time with their kids, and also figuring out the different groups that we have in Cass County while getting to play some fun activities.
Of course, you've seen the fair in different capacities in your role as FFA advisor for CAM. You've seen it from that angle. And so you're kind of almost, I hate to say, looking at from the outside,
yes.
But you're looking with a different eye.
Different, yes.
On stuff like that. It's good to see people involved.
Yes. It's fun because I get to still work with a lot of the same groups. Like Cass County Farm Bureau is going to be there with some fun activities. And so I get to see everyone in a different light than I used to. I mean, youth council, definitely a different light than we used to, but they're going to put together a fun activity for the kids too. So,
yeah, get a chance to do a lot of different types of things, but still be involved. The Family Fun Day at the Cass County Fair this year is going to be on Saturday, July 27th from noon until 4 p.m. How do you see that event setting up?
It's going really well. We have a lot of groups that are already interested. We know that we're going to have Sunnyside Putt-Putt going to do a little putt-putt games around the fair. We have some water fights by the Atlantic Fire Department, the YMCA, a community for kids, and the Ann Wickman Center are going to do a fun wall mural that the kids are going to get to paint. Cass County Youth Council is going to have some fun events. The working exhibits are going to come down and kind of show the kids what they do. Atlantic Public Library is going to have a book walk, and there's going to be several others that are still in the works of what they're going to do, but they have some fun events planned.
So it sounds to me like the two groups are organizing the event, but the individual activities are sponsored and coordinated by other groups.
Yes. So a lot of other groups come together and realize that this is a fun event for all Cass County members. And so they put forth the effort to come up with fun games that really any child can come and do. We just kind of line up the dates and times. So,
do you have guidelines for the types of things you'd like to see?
Yeah, so anything that has a little bit of learning and a whole lot of fun. Other than that, we don't want people handing out flyers about their insurance company or whatnot, but we'd want kids to be able to come, have fun, maybe learn a little bit. I know the tourism group is going to do some pioneer games, so they get to have fun while they're learning just to attend.
Okay, so about 10% learning, 90%
fun. Yeah.
There's some kind of ratio like
yes.
that. All right. Do you actively go out and seek organizations to be a part of this?
You know what? I sent out an email to our Healthy Cass list, and I got like 10 emails immediately back saying that they would love to come and support our kids. We have great community backing, so I did not have to go and search much. We have a great community that loves to support our youth.
That's not too bad when you have that kind of response without
Correct.
Really trying real
yeah.
hard. But
makes my job easier, right?
But this is going to happen where on the fairgrounds?
So this is going to be around the commercial buildings is where I'm going to be set up, and that's where kids can get their brochures. But other than that, we're spread out across the fair, so that way families can kind of see things that they might not normally see. If you're a livestock family that just goes straight to the livestock barns, you get to see the commercial barns. You get to see more of our fairgrounds. If you're someone that just comes to watch the bull riding, that's great. But now you get to see the livestock barns or up top at the parking lot. So it kind of gives you a chance to get around the fairgrounds.
Okay. Expand your vision
yeah.
just a little bit around the area. So you've got all of these organizations that are already signed up to do different types of events. Is there room for more?
Yes, absolutely. So the date to sign up with me, just go ahead and give me an email if you would like your group to sign up. But the date to do that by is June 20th. What did I say?
June 25th.
Next Tuesday.
Okay.
So make sure you email me that so that we can have brochures ready for the kids on fair.
If they do reach out, what do they need to tell you? What
so
do you
just,
need to know?
Just tell me what activity you're going to be doing and what with what group. If there's any preference on where you'd like to be around the fairgrounds, that's super important, and how much space you might need.
Concerned about duplication or
so far I haven't yet, but that's why we ask you to tell me what your activity is.
Okay, so we can kind of work through those types of things. These are all free activities?
Free, absolutely free. We even do a little ice cream coupon once the kids get all done with their brochures. So it's free plus you get something too. So
what?
Yeah.
No way. Free and you get something back. What a great deal that is. Very good. Being able to do these types of things, what's the benefit for the groups that are sponsoring this event?
So the benefit for us is just to get families a chance to go out and hang out with each other. The main thing with the child abuse protection group that we get together with is that we want to give tools for families to be able to spend time with each other while also having a good time. So we put on these events so that way people can get out of their house and enjoy time with family. So it's a great time for all.
Yeah, the Child Abuse Prevention Council sponsoring, of course, with Healthy Cass Coalition. So Healthy Cass, getting outside is
yes.
One thing. I mean, that on its surface is a great opportunity. But for the Child Abuse Prevention Council, you know, doing things together as a family like that, you know, sometimes things happen in families just simply because we really don't understand each other
yes.
very well.
Yep. And sometimes it's just nice to relax and not have to plan anything for the day. You know, parents are running around right now. It's baseball, softball season. They have a million things to do. They have to plan out what time to leave and what to do, what to bring, who has the bag of dirty socks that haven't been washed yet. But it's nice to just go to an event where they take care of your kids and you just get to walk around and watch them have fun. So mm-hmm. That's nice too. And the reason Healthy Cass puts on this event is also where we talk about health and wellness as a whole, and having mental health is just getting out and about and getting to be able to spend time with other people. So that's why we really enjoy putting on this event.
Mm-hmm. And the folks with the Cass County Fair, the fair board and what have you, the management there, they're thrilled to have this type of thing.
Yes. More things at the fair is always good. They love people walking in underneath the gate, basically. So super supportive of this event.
Yeah, and it, of course, is a free gate fair. So mm-hmm. There's no admission, so you can come on in. And then, of course, these are free events as well. So parents don't have to worry about how much money they have in the pocketbook when they
Absolutely.
Come in to make all this happen for them. It's been taken care of by some other groups and organizations. Again, it's the fair, so you can make it a day. There are other things to see and do at the fairgrounds. There's plenty of good food to enjoy, so you truly could make it a day.
Yeah. Go enjoy the food stand. That's kind of how the Cass County Fair keeps going, is being supported in the food stand. So you can go hang out with us for Family Fun Day and then go have supper.
And here we are, talking about county fair already. Seems like we just graduated from high school.
No,
here we are
kidding.
On the fair already. Very good. That's coming up on Saturday, July 27th. Again, that'll be from noon to 4 at the Cass County Fairgrounds in Atlantic. They invite you to come by. And if your group, organization, business, anyone wants to put together some sort of an activity to be a part of this day, get a hold of Grace by Tuesday, June 25th. And you can call, you can email, you can just yell at her on the street if you happen to see her. No problem. But get a hold of her soon so she kind of has an idea of what to plan for that day, and we'll make it fun. Grace McAfee's been in with us here this morning, a community wellness coordinator for Cass County, the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council and Healthy Cass Coalition, planning Family Fun Day at the fair this year. It sounds like a good time. Grace,
yes.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.